Apple's performance on Friday is worth examining in some detail because it ran counter to the broader market. The stock rose while the Nasdaq fell, which is notable given how correlated Magnificent Seven stocks have been over the past 2 years. The catalyst was investor enthusiasm for Apple's $14 billion capital expenditure plan, which is notably smaller than what Microsoft, Google, and Amazon have been committing to AI infrastructure. The market is reading Apple's restraint as sophistication rather than limitation. The thesis is that Apple can deliver AI features through a combination of on-device processing and targeted cloud integration without the massive data center build-out that's weighing on competitors' margins.
Apple has a structural advantage that gets underappreciated in the AI arms race framing. It has roughly 2 billion active devices that it controls end-to-end, hardware, operating system, silicon, software. When it deploys AI features, it's not competing for cloud compute against every other enterprise customer. It's deploying onto its own installed base with its own chips. The M-series and A-series silicon that Apple has been designing for years now are genuinely well-suited for inference workloads, running AI models, not training them, which is what matters for consumer features. Earnings next week will be watched closely.
Michael Burry's position is genuinely worth taking seriously, precisely because he is not a perma-bear. His additions to NVIDIA and Micron short positions reflect a specific bet that AI infrastructure spending will slow before it produces the revenue required to justify current valuations. Burry also bought sports betting stocks, DraftKings, FanDuel-adjacent names, and maintained bearish positions in Tesla and Palantir. The sports betting move suggests he sees consumer discretionary spending holding up in specific categories while the high-valuation tech names compress. That's an internally consistent macro thesis, not just contrarianism.
The S&P futures are sitting around 7,447 as of this morning, which is essentially flat on the week given the Iran uncertainty and the competing signals from big tech earnings. The market's relative calm in the face of a 21-week war and active negotiations is itself a data point. Either markets are pricing in successful Oman-brokered talks, or they're discounting the Iran conflict as contained in ways that may prove optimistic.
The Boring Company, seeking a $20 billion valuation on roughly $4 billion in new funding, is Musk at his most ambitious. The last known valuation was around $6 billion, so this is roughly tripling. The business case rests on Vegas Loop expansion, future city contracts, and the integration with Hyperloop concepts that have been percolating for years. $4 billion in new capital at that valuation would value the tunneling business more highly than many established infrastructure companies with actual revenue at scale. Investors willing to write those checks are betting on Musk's ability to execute across multiple complex capital projects simultaneously, a bet that has paid off in some cases and not in others.
The Amazon jury verdict, $56 million awarded to Malcolm Carnwath, a 78-year-old man who suffered a brain injury, an amputated leg, and other catastrophic injuries when an Amazon delivery van crossed the center line, is the largest personal injury verdict in Massachusetts history against the company. Amazon has been fighting legal battles over the liability status of its delivery contractors for years. The core question is whether Amazon, which sets the routes, the delivery schedules, the safety standards, and the performance metrics for those drivers, is legally responsible for their actions, even when the drivers are technically employed by third-party contractors. A $56 million verdict in Massachusetts sends a message to other plaintiffs' attorneys.